Dead in hip hop conversations. Dead in hip hop conversations. I'm here with Nike Wonder. What's good, homie? Peace to the A. Dead in hip hop.
I want to know what is good music, because I listen to anything that catches my ear, I listen to it, right? I listen to Wale, I listen to those people. Wale and J. Cole are what my definition of hip-hop is. That's just me.
Sure.
And what I would like to know is, who would you substitute to give me a broader view, or give us, my generation, because it seems like we're typecasting that our generation listens to this type of music, to change our opinion on what we listen to.
I don't want to change your opinion. See, that's what's
but I want you. To. I want to be
because
educated.
Here's the thing. I think Wale is hip-hop. J. Cole is hip-hop. I don't have an issue with that. I wouldn't say it's bad music. If that's what you like, that's what you like. My issue has never been that younger kids like bad music. You know, my thing is they are so closed off to good, like other good music, like him.
I know
what he's saying, but you like, I would listen to that no-name track.
If he give me a track, I'll listen to it. I'll listen to it.
Huh?
So you're just playing?
Look.
No, I'm saying if y'all tell me a track, I will listen to it.
But to answer your question, I don't think we can replace Wale or J. Cole with anybody.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because I think they are good. You know, I think they are good MCs. I think they are hip hop MCs.
Wale's not good.
But I think I think when you go a little bit beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Like Lil Wayne has his place. Lil Wayne has a catalog. Like this is his ninth album, right? So he has a history of So he's changed over the years into what he is now, more commercial, more mainstream, very similar to Jay-Z, even though they have different styles or whatever. But he's changed. A lot of people has changed and evolved. Nas hasn't quite so much, because when he tried to, he got ripped for it, he gave up. But I think when we're talking about this, we're kind of going a little bit outside of those particular MCs into guys maybe like a Waka or a Gucci or something like that. You know, those guys that are basically categorized that the younger generation love. Maybe even Wiz Khalifa.
It always seems like younger kids just don't really appreciate lyrics anymore. All they want is for something that will bump in the car.
That's true, because I'll tell you this. I had to take the system out of my car to listen to good music. Because if I have the system in my car, all I'm bumping is Cabin Fever, Wiz Khalifa. All I'm bumping is Ross. That's all I'm bumping.
Something that's gonna bang.
That's something that's gonna bang. But when I take that out, that's when I delve into music that I don't normally listen to, and I really listen and appreciate the stuff that's going on in the track. Like Wiz, there's some stuff about. First of all, I wasn't even a Wiz fan. You know, I had to take Cabin Fever to even get me to that. Because prior to 3 years ago, all I listened to was Young Jeezy and stuff like that. Stuff that bang. But it took me to get through Wiz Khalifa, to get through Wale, to listen to every Jay-Z track out there, to actually get me to appreciate music and the people who did it in the past, to recognize where we're going right now in the future. You know, all these artists, because everybody repeats all the shit that's happened in the past. Like, no one appreciates Tupac anymore. No one appreciates Biggie. For one, because the shit just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to us.
Really?
To us. Hold on. It's not a shot to... There's a huge generational gap between us and you guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just not there. It's like, all we think about the older music is the what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the Tupac songs that get played on movies. The stuff that's catchy and stuff like that. It's like, it's hard for me to go back and listen to Tupac. The real album. You know what I mean? Like, the albums, the songs that aren't played out all the time. Yeah. It's hard for me to listen to that stuff.
Why is it so hard?
Because he doesn't know it. I don't know it. It doesn't.
The younger generation is caught on catchy.
Exactly.
So hip hop went from lyrics to catchy.
Yes. The Empathy album. Remember, I was saying it was the blog that said that, you know, like, if you were old school hip hop head, you appreciate this album. Like, since when do having nice rhymes and dope beats became like old school?
Since he tweeted that.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
He's right. That's the sad thing. It's like, why have we gone from dope beats and lyrics to loud bass and catchy lyrics?
I don't know. This is why I like J. Cole, though, because it kind of brings me back a little bit when I listen to his music. It kind of brings me a little bit back to the older Jay-Z. I mean, I'm not saying it's a comparison, but I get that feeling and that sort of vibe when I listen to J. Cole.
He's hungry.
Yeah.
He sounds hungry.
He sounds hungry, and I wish he was...
Well,
like that. Yeah, you know, I wish it was more artists like that.
Kendrick Lamar?
There are.
And hold on. The first track on the Game album, that changed my whole opinion on Kendrick Lamar. I never even heard this man. But what I heard in that song, the hunger, everything about that song was great. Kendrick, I would go now and listen to every Kendrick Lamar song because of that. And also to go back to Wayne, the interlude with Tech N9ne, I never listened to him before, but because of that, I would listen to Tech N9ne. I'm not opposed to listening to stuff like that. Tech N9ne reminds me of a more lyrical DMX, like the hunger and the power he brings when he raps.
The way I view the whole way the game just evolved into what it is now, it's unfortunately, Mike and I discussed it, it's because of the sound. The South made it okay to put a so-so rhymer on a good beat because of those reasons. So now, Master P did it. Cash Money did it.
I don't really have good beats.
Who?
Who didn't have good beats?
Good beats don't always equate to shit that makes your fucking car rattle. They never. I don't ever like their beats.
Okay, but to me, that's
what you listen to.
But to me and you, a good beat is two different things.
Right, you just said that they made it okay to put a so-so rhymer on a good beat.
You thought Master P was good?
Huh?
You thought Master P was good?
No, fool. I'm saying that the beats weren't good. You're saying that the South made it okay to put a so-so rhymer on a good beat. But I disagree. What the South did was they made it okay to put a so-so rhymer on a beat that's really loud that makes your car rattle.
But
that's it.
See, Tom, that's very subjective because, you know, I know me and Modest Media, man, we grew up in the South, and we all grew up in the South. Exactly. Man, to me, those Master P beats were hard. Them shits was tight. All that shit was tight.
But why?
But why?
Because they made your car. Exactly.
But not just that.
But a Primo beat will not necessarily make your fucking car rattle, but they're amazing beats.
But it became part of the culture in the South. Just beat rattling your truck. That's part of culture.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. What I'm saying is that doesn't necessarily make it a good beat.
But see, so what makes Primo a good beat?
Yeah. Well,
Primo, because you actually sit there and you can put a Primo beat on and you can see where that shit came from. You can see the influences he had when he put that beat together. All his beats were better than anything that's ever been on any No Limit album. I didn't say, you're crazy.
You are crazy. Yeah. Not everything.
Really?
Not everything. Not every single really? Song beats by Pound has.
Yes, I'll stick with my word.
We're on track, though. We're on track.
That's crazy.
No,
How is that crazy? How is that crazy?
Have you heard
No Limit?
Have you heard every beats by Pound?
By who?
Every beats by the Pound, KLC.
And you're going to tell me that those beats were better than Primo beats.
I will say that not every beat Primo has done
but you're
is better.
That there's a beat that's better than a Primo
I'll
beat.
Say yes,
please
I could
send
find
it to
one.
Me.
Yes, I could
please
find one.
It. Not,
there's
you're going to
no
be looking all day.
They're better than every
send
single
me one.
Beat.
Oh
not
send
every
me
beat.
One.
Not
send
every
one.
Beat, Mike. Every
send
single
me
beat.
One.
And if there is,
that is a
that's
challenge.
A, that's such
a challenge starting
and
right
I'll
now.
Because I have damn it all day.
Please do. I know you do because you like that bad No Limit bullshit. Please, find me one.
Don't get mad because No Limit took over and killed
you. I am mad.
Killed your hip hop.
So what do you like it? Why do you like it?
How do you find the music you listen to?
Yeah, because they are on the radio.
Yeah.
Because everybody you just named is who's hot right now.
They're on the radio, but it's just kind of through blogs and stuff. It's just
mixtapes.
Yeah, I can see that because I didn't get onto Cash Money because of the radio. I got them because they were underground. It was an underground South. Yeah. People said it was good. Like, they weren't on the radio.
Wiz evokes something in youngsters. that they want to do. They want to smoke weed all the time. They want to chill. They want to have worries or whatever. And he just captures that so perfectly in all of his songs, from the beats to the what he talks about. That's what he does.
Which is what he thrives on.
That's what he thrives on.
He's not here to please you. He's here to make money. It's like game over.
You go to a Wish concert and you got 30,000 fans. High. I mean, that's what he plays off.
It's good because they're high.
They can't
tell that he fucking sucks.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Okay. Because they listening to it to feel that, to do that. That's lifestyle.
Music correlates with what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you won't listen to Wiz in your everyday life. But me and my brother, when we're chilling, when we're having people over, when we're partying or something like that, we put Wiz on. I mean, that's what we do. What he's talking about in his songs is stuff that we like to do.
In my generation, the old folks, we didn't necessarily have to be living that life to appreciate the music. I loved N.W.A. growing up. I wasn't shooting no motherfucking body. I would pass out like a bitch if someone showed me a gun. But I loved N.W.A. I loved all Ice Cube shit. I loved Mobb Deep. I loved Pac. I wasn't living that lifestyle. But we took it like we always use this cliche term. We took it as the news. This is what was going on. When you take all the music from our generation and you give it to somebody, they can tell what the fuck was going on during that time. If you took the music of today and you gave it to somebody 50 years from now, they would think that every single person during this time was rich, driving fancy cars, fucking all kinds of chicks, all in the club every night. They would have no idea that the majority of us are fucking broke. But if you listen to the music of our day, the majority of it, not all of it, but the majority of it, you get a real feeling of what the fuck was going on. I heard somebody talking about this recently.
There has been
no songs by hip-hop artists about Barack Obama. Positive or negative. Why are people... I don't want to say none. But there's not very many. If this was during... If this was during our time... There would be a gang of songs saying he's great or saying he's horrible. Right. You'd have everyone from KRS to Rakim to Chuck D saying this motherfucker's fucking up. Yeah. But nobody's saying that.
But we do have the Immortal Techniques.
We ain't talking about Immortal Techniques. We're talking about what's popular. KRS and Rakim, that was popular.
That was
the voice of hip-hop, was KRS, Rakim. The voice of hip-hop for them is Lil Wayne. Who else? I'm sorry. Who said J. Cole and Wiz Khalifa? They are not talking about anything that really relates to the majority of people.
And Wale did before. At some point in time, Wale had a lot of substance to his song, to the music that he was putting out.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you know, I feel you, C-Town, on every one of those points. But at the same time, you know, in today's world, this is their job. And they want to get paid to do it, and they're just doing whatever's popular to get paid. And it's what's making the young 17, even me, I still listen. I listen to a lot of that. You know what I'm saying?
We know.
Yeah.
Even though you don't always want to say it.
No, I say what I listen to. I always say what I listen to. You know what I'm saying?
How did get to that point, though?
I honestly don't fucking know.
It wasn't just the consumer. Stop with the corporate shit.
I think it was corporate. It wasn't just the fans
and it wasn't just the artists. It was everything.
It was a combination.
If the artists would stop making this shit, it would, and they start making the Immortal Techniques, it would get popular because that would be what's on the radio. They would have no fucking choice.
D-Town, I think right now there's no balance. And I think that even back in the day, you know what I'm saying, we still had Kid and Plays, and we had Will Smith, and we had all these guys.
They weren't lying.
What you're saying that all of these guys, they're all lying about everything.
I didn't say all of them.
Okay.
If these guys are dancing and doing all that, would that music be cool?
I don't have a problem with that. I have no issue with that. I have no issue with a modern day Kid and Play. But I'm trying to think of somebody that raps and dances right now. I can't think of anybody.
Soulja Boy.
He should be eradicated from this earth. There's nothing he has to say that's relevant at all.
So the younger generation don't, you saying that you guys don't, that's what Soulja Boy like that?
I can't speak for anybody else. What I can speak is that if you want to act a fool and look fucking retarded doing this Yule and Soulja, that's all fine and dandy. There's a time and a place for that shit, and there's people that like it. That's what makes it popular. But as far as he has no weight, there's nothing that he says. He has nothing to him.
But when he did, have the popular song.
He didn't have popular
the Superman song.
He had shit people wanted to dance to.
It's popular.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is.
You guys just went in on Soulja.
Because he's totally different with the hell
I'm listening to. You just kind of tried to put this nigga in here like he was some substance or something.
You have zero. You have zero.
He shouldn't be in this conversation.
Why not? Why shouldn't he be?
Because he's still hip hop.
He should be in this.
Yeah, he should be in this.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Soulja Boy right now is what Kid and Play was to us. Kid and Play was fun, light, dancing. We still had our PEs, but it was fun.
No. Kid and Play was very fun, right? When you make a song called Zan with that lean, what the fuck?
Yeah,
is that
that's
mean?
What I mean, though.
You see what I'm saying? Soulja Boy is way out there. Kid and Play was fun, and Kid and Play was all house music.
Soulja Boy is fun.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy is fun.
I don't think so.
15 songs. Come on, bro. 16-year-old.
If you want to talk
to teenagers, it is.
It's not. Well, it could be. But you talk about the message, though. I don't even know what Kid and Play is, to be honest. Those people who wore pants backwards.
I don't know. Y'all never heard this guy. Did anybody in your generation say this guy was whack?